Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Word came Sunday that President Trump and Prime Minister Abe of Japan have agreed in principle to a limited deal that includes agriculture and could reduce tariffs on U.S. farm products, including beef, pork, wheat, and other products. NCBA, Pork Producers, American Farm Bureau, U.S. Meat Export Federation, among the groups, saying, hip, hip, hooray. They won in 2018, and they've won again in 2019. Buford Ranches out of Osage County winning the 2019 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo held Friday, Saturday at the Lazy E. In the middle of the ranch rodeo, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association got their board of directors together, and they voted in favor of raising brand fees for the first time in a couple of decades. President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Mike Weeks, talked with us about that decision.
For years, it's been $20 brand registration fee, and that's for a five-year brand. The board had met and looked at increasing to $40. After much discussion, we did open it up for a comment period. Got about 22 comments out of over 14,000 brands that are registered in the state. So we did have some good discussion amongst the members there that was present at the board meeting. And after much discussion, the brand increase did pass. It's probably been 20 plus years since there has been a brand increase. So when you look at that, I don't know of anything in our industry or anything in the world anymore has not taken some kind of increase due to inflation. And so we just thought that it was time to kind of keep up with those administrative costs as far as the postage, mailing those out, the printing of the brand books. We are going to have to do some updating to our database, which is going to be a significant outlay as far as that goes. So those were some of the big issues on why that we thought it would make those increase in the fees.
OCA President Michael Weeks. Trade tensions rising between the U.S. and the Chinese. China announcing they'll be imposing an extra 5% tariff on U.S. soybeans starting September 1st. They'll add another 10% in duties on other major U.S. crops as well. This coming after China vowed that they'll retaliate if the U.S. goes through with its original plan to increase tariffs on Chinese goods as of the 1st of September. As for the president, he turned around and said, oh, you're not going to do that to me. He says he'll raise existing duties on $250 billion in Chinese products to 30% from 25% 1st of October. And he says tariffs on that $300 billion of Chinese goods would start to take effect September 1. That's the reason for the Chinese being so upset. Will now be 15% instead of 10%. A lot of those tariffs won't take effect, though, until mid-December after Christmas purchases by merchants for the Christmas holiday season. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th Annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.